Let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
And you might say, well, I'm not in the mood. It's like, get in the goddamn mood.
Being married is no longer the standard for women. A lot of us are starting to see that we are better alone. You know, marriage used to be a thing. Like, you really needed a man at one point.
What are the chances that this woman has had positive experiences with men since she's been dating?
No, not a chance in hell.
What are the chances that she picked wholesome, nice, good guys and has had fruitful relationships? Generally speaking, they don't need a husband or a boyfriend to survive and make it to the end of life.
What you want, a cookie?
They can get a job and make enough to at least struggle through life until the end of life. You know, a lot of women would prefer to have their freedom and be kind of broke and just, you know, fuck on the tall, hot guys that they want to fuck on than be straddled down with the average Joe.
Barely got a brain, a damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name.
Women really did not even have rights. Let's keep that real. We couldn't even work at a certain point.
And what's wrong with that?
And when we started working, we were getting paid pennies. That's why when you hear all them stories about your grandparents and your ancestors and all those type of things where they was marrying our grandmothers when they was real young, having outside kids, and grandpa really wouldn't shit.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Don't use the worst outliers as your examples if we're going to have a generalized conversation. Guess what? When you bitches had less, you know what? Society was objectively better.
Down with the patriarchy. That's the message.
So cool. Okay, y'all got all these this and that and all this independence and all these plights. And what has come from it? Nothing but destruction and bullshit. And the destruction of the family.
First of all, that's embarrassing.
So what's the alternative? Like, let's really think about this, people. So the alternative is y'all work some $50,000 a year job, struggle to make it to the end of life financially, and get pumped and dumped by dudes that don't give a fuck about you? Is that a better alternative? That's a better option than facilitating a family and raising a family and having a household where you're being provided for and you're protected and you'll be taken care of at the end of life and all that. And I can go on and on about the benefits of an intact family.
Or here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
Even the example where Big Papa was cheating on Big Mama, the woman was still way better off than this alternative that you're living right now, spreading STDs amongst Pookies and Ray Rays. Kids all fucked up in the head and fucked up emotionally, doing fucked up in school because they don't come from an intact family. So even the fucked up example you're giving of Big Mama was getting her ass beat and cheated on, it still was a better outcome for everybody in that scenario than this scenario.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
In those times, they were getting married just to get married because that's all they could do. They were not getting married because of love. They was getting married because of the benefits of a marriage.
Duh. Once it hits you, you just can't unsee it. The things you learn when you watch a moron.
Yes, you fucking dingbat. Love is not real. Love is just a feeling, you dumbass. We can't build a society off a feeling, goofball. Yeah, life is practical. You can't build a functional society off of everybody feeling butterflies and rainbows every day. Fucking imbecile.
Today, there are no more benefits. Today, we are working just as hard as men, if not harder.
Doing drugs stop you from living up to your potential. It holds you back.
We take on most of the fucking work in a marriage. Kids, house, cooking, emotional. Like, we take on all that baggage. Like, we are really on the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to a marriage, to the point that it no longer serves us.
You're selfish, right? You're selfish, selfish, selfish. And that's the fucking problem. A bunch of selfish women just out for self. We're not going to have a functional society like that. It's not serving me. Me, 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 me. Can you imagine? Well, we probably wouldn't be here if everybody had that mentality since the beginning of the time. What's going to serve me best? Not the fucking tribe, but what's going to serve me best? The fuck out of here. You're horrible. So many women out here talking about, I don't really care if I get a man or not. But then they stay in these fucking dating conversations online. They stay on these fucking podcasts talking about dating, but they don't really need a man and they don't really care if they get one. They cool by themselves. It's all cap. Look, I know somebody, I know a woman who's older who genuinely is cool by herself. She don't talk about dating. She don't go on dating podcasts. She don't comment on social media about dating stuff. Like, she could really claim that shit because she really walking the walk. She really don't give a fuck about having somebody. I believe her. I believe her.
Okay.
Grandma only got married because she didn't have any other options. That's bullshit. It's people today, right now, that are getting married, women that are getting chosen, men that are choosing these women, and we got to stay out of these urban cores and communities, and y'all need to start going out into places that are a little bit more low-key. Get with the woman that's not telling all of her relationship businesses business on TikTok and Instagram. Get with the woman that only got 150 followers, and most of them are family and friends. Go and get with that chick. Stop getting with the chick that got a bunch of followers. Don't get with the Instagram baddie. Fuck that chick.
Gotta cut in here, Anton. He didn't say anything about race, but I'm gonna say something about race. I can't advise any young black brother to sign up for a BW. I don't give a fuck if she only got 150 followers on Instagram. I don't. What I would advise good black men to do is either date out. And don't get me wrong. Look, bitches ain't shit of any race. Most of them ain't. If you insist on dating a BW, you got to go somewhere else with a different culture. And stay there. Don't bring her back over here.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of average dudes out here expecting this king treatment from us queens. Mm. A lot of guys out here, they are a 6 or 7 at best. Mm-hmm. And they feel like we're supposed... First of all, you're approaching a 10. You're approaching a 10. And then you want them to treat you like you're a 10.
She went so deep, she went past hell.
Well, I guess this is
she went past Satan. Satan, like, where are you going? You're home now.
Did you notice she laughed when she looked at him? Because he had a serious look on his face, like, bitch, is you serious? And she laughed because she knows she's a joke. Never forget that, y'all. Every woe that I would call a runt, replace the R with a C, knows they're a fucking runt. That's not why woes get offended when you call them a bitch or a runt. They know they're a bitch and a runt. Like, seriously. Like, do y'all realize that? They're not appalled because they feel like, how dare you call me that because I'm not that. It's like, well, I know I'm that, but you better not say it out loud. Most of the shit I say on my show, most woes know is true. If they listen to it, that's why they would get triggered. Not because it's just so offensive. It's just because, hey, you're not supposed to know that and you're not supposed to be saying that stuff out loud and telling other men that.
Bingo.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
Inconsiderate prick. You're a prick.
A 10 ain't worth shit. A 3 man is superior to a 10 woe. A 3 man with good character, you know, he work hard, good head on his shoulders. He's superior to 95% of 10s. They're not good people. What the fuck can I do with your looks being a 10? How can I, like, put that to use in my day-to-day life? How can anybody, how can most people put that to use in their day-to-day life? I mean, a P can put you on the host role with it. He can benefit monetarily by putting you on the host role. Pros are just better people in damn near every way possible. So even you being a 10 and your husband or boyfriend being a 5, it still don't offset the difference of value, the true value that he bring. He's still doing you the favor.
You don't offer nothing here of other than an orgasm. That's about all you offer me is an orgasm. That's it. Okay, everything else is going to be a constant headache, nightmare, walking on eggshells, whatever the fuck. This concept of I could do better, bitch, at least 85% of men who approached women were really out of the woman's league. The only thing that kept a woman in a league was because she looked a little cute and she might suck a dick. That was it. At least 85% of men who have approached 100% of women were out of the women's league, for real. On some real shit, not just, you know, looking cute for that 5 minutes, but on some real, like, on character levels, intellect levels, the man's out of her league.
A 10 woe is just an empty vessel who's probably just a huge pain in the ass because she's been getting her ass kissed since she was born and told how pretty she is. So if anything, she's a liability. The average 10 woman is more of a liability to a man than an asset. Promise you. Ugly, chubby bitches bring more value to men's lives than a 10. What the fuck you talking about?
You'd be better off with a 300-pound fat bitch next door who's shy. She can, you know, bring you a slice of birthday cake on your birthday or something like that. That slice of birthday cake from a 300-pound bitch is worth $10 million compared to anything you would get out of these things. Because these things ain't nothing but a waste of your time.
The reason why so many woes go out of their way to belittle men, it's the only way that they can try to bring a bro down to her level. Most woes know that the bros are superior. That's why they're so dedicated to insulting men, belittling men, emasculating men. It's their desperate attempt to try to beat a bro down to her level so she can feel like something.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
Melita, what do you think about that? Especially, and I would say this is probably more prominent over 45. When you're dating over 45, these men got gout. They got a bad knee.
She is going hard, y'all.
That's a bird for you. That's what she, yep, that's a bird for you right there. That's how the box, that's what they do. You dusty bastard.
The average man in America with gout is a better human than you. And you're displaying that right now. That's the ironic part. You're trying to make this argument that you're, you know, better than most men while being a horrible person in front of a camera. Like, you can't make this shit up. This is all trauma, platred, and bitterness. And this is why men over 40 don't date woes over 40. This shit right here. Because if I'm going to deal with an entitled, arrogant, narcissistic cunt, I'm going to deal with the entitled, arrogant, narcissistic cunt with some tight skin, young, some tight buzzy, and a pretty young looking face, if I'm going to deal with that.
He's out of line, but he's right.
How would a man be perceived if he came on here talking about these bitches got this and breast cancer and all this goofy shit? just never mind. Would anybody on the panel be laughing?
No.
If a guy came on here, these old bitches got breast cancer and cervical cancer and shit, would anybody on the panel be laughing?
Hell no.
They got a bad knee. Yes. They sleep with a CPAP machine.
They do.
And what's wrong with that?
Think about it. When we're in our 40s, we can date the daddy or the son.
God, you're sick.
They expect once you reach a certain age that you're supposed to compromise and settle.
Yes.
That's and good. You hear that word a lot. They say, oh, you're 45, you're 48. Just take what you can get.
Absolutely.
As if you don't bring a lot to the table. Think about it for a second. As women, have to do. You know, men, they put on a black tee, some jeans or sweatpants and sneakers, and they out the door. You know, they take their little bald head. We getting hair, makeup. I take their little bald head.